I'm still having trouble getting any from the church, so I'm just going to read the sermon that I have. So, good morning. This is a book that he received from Mr. Notake, a lawyer who used to be an elder. It's called I Shall Grow Old Gladly, but it's in German, and the meaning in German is the conviction or determination to grow old gladly. I wish I could read the whole thing out loud, but I'll just summarize some of it for you. Please listen to the powerful words of faith from an elderly German pastor. I will gladly grow old. It is undeniable that I am getting old. My strength is waning. My memory is uncertain. My illness and pain are increasing. My parents are gone. My friends are few. And the old man is getting lonelier by the minute. That's okay. God gives me solitude on purpose to deepen our fellowship. Then I will talk to the Lord Jesus every day, and I will grow old with joy. I love to watch the leaves fall from the trees in the fall, after which new buds will soon emerge from under the snow. The autumn of life leads to new life. I am now living in the fourth season of my life. I will grow old with joy, enjoying the colors of the season. To believe in God is to see a light beyond the darkness, to hear his voice in the silence. In time, I will hear it. The music of another world, eternally beautiful. Dreaming of heavenly tones, I shall grow old with joy. I do not wish to be young again, for I am joyful and grateful for the life I have led with God. And because this road still lies ahead, God is inviting me to a new world. As I prepare to embark on the unknown, I will grow old with joy. When you hear this peaceful poem, do you imagine that the author has lived a life that is very uneventful? No. The author, George Zink, actually had a very difficult childhood, losing his mother at the age of 3 and his father at the age of 4. In World War II, he served in the German army. Of the 400 men in his unit, only 3 survived, and he was one of them. At the end of the 6 years of war, he left the POW camp at the age of 23, with no home to go back to, and no purpose in life, only emptiness. In the midst of this, he found salvation in a God who gently invites everyone, and a church that warmly welcomes everyone. He became a Christian, and then a pastor, speaking to the German people through books and religious programs on TV, and became very popular. In September 2016, the year after the book was published, he passed away after 94 years of life. The last words of the German pastor, who is like an old tree with deep roots, gently but strongly pushes us forward. Yes, I too will grow old with joy like this. I believe this is the way to leave beautiful memories for my children and grandchildren and to provide support and encouragement to the youth. We are somewhat synchronized again, and he's way behind contact, so I will continue reading. I think this is the determination of not only me, but also the elderly believers of the Tsuchira Megumi Church. I believe that everyone is determined to live such a vibrant and beautiful life in their later years. For example, at the Kirakirakai, we sing this song every time. O God, you have been my strength since I was young, my hope though I grow old and gray. O God, I am old and yet fruitful and lively, growing in the great garden of the Lord. O God, I will proclaim to the next generation of his power, his salvation, and his beauty. O God, you will turn and call to me when my strength is exhausted. I will bear you. O God, I will exert myself as long as I live and praise you only with glitter. I'm standing here this morning because Dr. Hong asked me to preach at the 2021 service to honor the elderly. I have already started. The first point was that the elderly believers are determined to live vibrantly. The second point is that everyone in Megumi Church, please help the elderly to live vibrantly. More than 20 years ago, Megumi Church created the Megumi Church Welfare Philosophy. Megumi Church strives to make it possible for each elderly person to live a life of worship as a believer until the end of their lives. So we're going to sing the Kira Kira theme song. Kami wa anata wa. Oh God, you have been my strength since I was young, my hope though I grow old and gray. Oh God, I am old and yet fruitful and lively, growing in the great garden of the Lord. Oh God, I will proclaim to the next generation of his power, his salvation, and his beauty. Oh God, you will turn and call to me when my strength is exhausted. I will bear you. Oh God, I will exert myself as long as I live and praise you only with glitter. So, continue. More than 20 years ago, Megumi Church created the Megumi Church Welfare Philosophy. Megumi Church strives to make it possible for each elderly person to live a life of worship as a believer until the end of their lives. Megumi Church will serve the elderly in such a way that as a member of God's family, they will not become extremely lonely and will not end up in extreme despair. Megumi Church will strive to make it possible for the elderly and physically challenged to live a church life that transcends their inconvenience, so that each one of them can be involved in appropriate service. This was the determination of the entire Megumi Church. In order to do whatever it takes to realize this philosophy, a day service, Kira Kira service, was started. At the opening ceremony, we publicly announced our stance to be close to the elderly as follows. Each and every one of the elderly is alive and loved by God. Therefore, we confess that each one of them is an irreplaceable individual, and we will serve them so that each day will be precious and rich. Each elderly person is a person who has lived for a long time under God's care and has a treasure of life. Therefore, we desire to be close to each person, to fellowship with them, to learn from them, and to be enriched by them. This is the attitude of Chuchira Megumi Church as we walk with the elderly. It is also our prayer. Since then, the Kira Kira service, which cares for each elderly person, has been improved and enhanced for 18 years. After that, we created the Mori no Gakuen to take care of each child, and finally, Karashidane, the care for disabilities, was started to create a symbiotic community, where people with any disabilities can live together as a matter of course, without any inconvenience. Let's continue our efforts in the practice of valuing each person. Let's also express our gratitude to the staff and volunteers who are engaged in the precious work of God to bring each person to life in the four projects, including Mana Aijien, the kindergarten, and let us help and encourage them. Today's service to honor the elderly should be a day to resolve to value each person to the fullest, not only the elderly, but also those with and without disabilities. Our third point is the joyful confession of a retired pastor and his encouragement and shout out to the youth. I resigned as a senior pastor 2 years ago, and now I enjoy taking a walk with Netaro, my dog, every morning and evening. It is a time of prayer and a time to reflect on the past. From the time I became a Christian through my seminary days in Aichi Prefecture and in Indonesia, as I studied abroad, and the 30 years at Megumi Church, the wonderful people I have met and God's exquisite work come to mind. When I think back on my life, I am filled with emotion for God, and I can't help but sing. I will sing in English, so please send me the translation. Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls. Since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, the more love he bestows. Since each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The days I walked with the Lord were like his kingdom, and I was filled with joy. The more I served the Lord, the more beautiful he became. The more I serve the Lord, the more beautiful He becomes to me. I really feel this gratitude welling up in me like a fountain. What a blessing it is to live a life of trust in God. As usual, his manuscript is only a small part of what he wants to say. I'm way ahead of him. He's now speaking of how God works in the various projects that the church has become engaged in. I think he's now about to sing the song that I just read. So I guess I will continue reading the sermon since I still can't hear much. So he says, I really feel this gratitude welling up like in me like a fountain. What a blessing it is to live a life in trust in God. He continues, go with me, old man. Here is another poem by an old poet, Robert Browning, an English poet of the 19th century, who wrote exuberantly about life by faith. He wrote, Rabbi Ben Ezra, introducing the ideas of the 12th century Jewish thinker Ben Ezra. This poem is a far-reaching work of faith, consisting of 32 poems of 7 lines each. With all due respect to the author, I would like to introduce only 4 poems that are relevant to this morning's theme. In the first verse, grow old with me. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The end of life for which the beginning was made. Our time is in the hands of the Holy One. God says, I have planned everything. I have planned it all. The young man only shows the halfway point. Leave it to God. Look at everything, but do not be afraid, he says. With me, you will grow old trusting in God. The best days of our lives are in the sunset of our lives. The longer you live, the more sorrow, shame, loneliness, and grief you will accumulate. But don't slouch. Lift up your head. The best is yet to come. It is for the last best that we were created. Our time is in the hands of God. God says, I have planned it. The best that God has created awaits us. Wonderful, isn't it? Mature age. Grow old with me. Next, let me introduce the 29th series. The 29th verse is based on the Bible, from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 4 to 6. And the potter broke with his own hands the vessel that was being made of clay, and made it again into another vessel of his own liking. Then came the words of the Lord to me, O house of Israel, can I not do unto you as this potter did unto me? The word of the Lord, behold, as clay is in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hands, O house of Israel. Life is likened to a lump of clay on a potter's wheel being kneaded by a potter. Using this verse as a foundation, Robert Browning wrote the following poem about life. Verse 29. Even if at the bottom the original pattern, smiling love, is carved, no longer interrupted, no longer marked, but what is it? Even if, around the edge of what? Around the rim of what, in a marvelous way, the ugly shapes of skulls appear one after another, in a more solemn mood. What if I let them carve themselves into the steep? Man is like a lump of earth on the potter's wheel. The joy of life is a pattern of smiles, and the pain of life is a pattern of ugly skulls. God kneads and sanctifies the souls of men through the pains and joys of life, just as he kneads the clay on the potter's wheel. One does not lament over one's poor background. Now, God is kneading and sanctifying me. Isn't it wonderful to be in God's hands at a ripe old age? In time, all of us will come to the end of our lives. For those who have lived earnestly in the presence of God, it is not a time of sorrow, but the best of times. Because we think that death is not the end of our life, it is only for this life we agonize, fret, and sigh. But this world is a place of preparation for the next life. We rejoice in death, not for the end of life, but for the completion of this life. We die in order to live forever. And Robert Browning quietly but surprisingly speaks of the honored joy. In the next verse, verse 30. Look up, not to the earth, but to the heavens above. Think and see the cup of the heavenly banquet on the feast's mat. The lamps shine and the trumpets sound. New wine, bubbling and overflowing, to drink. The Lord's lips are shining. Thou art now the Savior's cup, O heaven's perfect cup. How can thou need a potter's wheel on earth? We have been purified, and soon we will be removed from the potter's wheel of life and go to heaven. There is a heavenly banquet, and our souls on the potter's wheel will become a cup to be used at the heavenly banquet. And what? It will become a holy cup to serve the Lord, joy of the Lord Jesus. And the Savior will kiss the cup and drink up his perfect work. What an honor! What a joy! What a glory! A ripe old age in Christ! We are to be the Savior's perfect cup. Finally, the faithful pray because of this holy hope. Verse 32. Then take the words of the Lord and use them, and correct the flaws that lurk. Fix the flaws that lurk, the unreasonableness of the ground, the distortions that exceed your intentions. My time is in your hands. Finish the cup as you planned. Let the old age affirm the young. Let death complete old age. Lord, remembering this amazing honor of becoming the holy cup used by Jesus, my Savior, I have walked before you in earnest and in truth. I was able to endure the hardships that came my way and not despair or become desperate, even when I was in a situation where I was at my wit's end. Now, in my old age, I look back on my youthful days and confess with a smile, let your old age affirm your young age. To affirm our youth means to be willing to acknowledge our past. When you look back on your youth in old age, you must accept that although you made many mistakes and failures, the direction of your life and the efforts you made in your youth were still good. Take me, for example. When I read the Bible and believed in God, when I promised to the Lord Jesus that I would make you the Lord of my life, when I was told that the Japanese were cruel in Indonesia, when I became a missionary to atone for this historical debt, and when I was invited to the great Megumi Church, I worked diligently with like-minded people. I can affirm my past with joy. What a blessed person I am. Let the old age affirm the young age. This is also a powerful warning and a shout out to the young. Young people, walk with all your heart, so that when you grow old and look back on your youth, you will not be filled with regret and shame. Walk with all your heart, young one, and do not be afraid. Trust in the perfect potter. Let death make old age complete. This would be the prayer not only of the poet, but of all of us. We are not heading for the dark end of a dead end, but for a glorious completion. Lord, give us the final touches, and we will achieve that. Now we continue to the Garden of Prayer. Actually, we sing one more song during the walk with the Kirakira. It's Prayer Garden, which you all know, or the Garden of Prayer, actually. As I was singing it, I was overwhelmed with gratitude, and it became a new song to me. So let me sing it here for you. I walked in the Garden of Prayer in the morning and had the good fortune to talk with Jesus the Son. My Lord walked with me and whispered, "Thou art mine forever and ever." To what do I owe the grace of God, that he should give life to a lowly servant with so much love? I praise thee, my Savior, with all my heart. Thou art all I have, even unto eternity. In the Garden of Prayer, the night comes and goes, but I remember the Lord's protection and his wondrous works. My Lord speaks with me and whispers, "Thou art my joy forever and ever." Amen. I really believe that the Lord Jesus will say, "You are my joy." I really believe that because from the time I believed in God, from the time I made a covenant with God until now, I have never chosen to do anything that is against God's will or that does not please him. That doesn't mean that I haven't made any mistakes or misjudgments or had to apologize to anyone in my life. Let me be precise. It means that I have never chosen my own desires when they conflicted with God's will. Isn't that what you do? You wouldn't choose something that you know is against God's will, would you? Rather, you read the Bible, you pray, love others, and serve in the church with the hope of pleasing God. I always search for God's will and reflect on how I have followed it. I cannot remember a time when my desires conflicted with God's will and I suffered and agonized. First of all, I was afraid of my own desires that were contrary to God's will, such outrageous desires. Because I made a contract with the Lord Jesus, who took my place on the cross, because I believed in God, the Creator and Merciful Father. If that God wanted me to do something, it was only unnatural that I would unconditionally give up my own desires and try to live up to his expectations. I could do that, and that was my joy. So I'm quietly rejoicing, really believing that the Lord Jesus will whisper to me, "You are mine forever and ever. You are my joy forever and ever." My conclusion: older Christians grow old with me. The best is yet to come. Let us continue to grow old together with joy. And a shout out to all of you who are younger than we are. Young people, walk with all your heart and do not be afraid. Trust in the perfect potter. This ends the sermon manuscript. There's a prayer, but I will try to synchronize that with the sermon. Father, as I grow older and realize the weakness of this body, I become feeble. However, today I call old age as maturity and worship with many friends who are walking heroically with me. All of them are still bearing fruit in their old age, growing vibrantly and announcing your grace to the next generation. The Creator of life, what is the meaning of physical death in Christ? We just returned to the hands of the Creator of life. How blessed are we believers who are in the hands of the Creator, for we originate from him, we become what we are by him, and we reach him in the end. God the potter, we are but a lump of clay, and you, the potter, knead and sanctify my soul on the potter's wheel of life, and you are the perfect potter. You never fail. So I look to you and long for the completion of your beautiful work in my life. Now that my days are on earth are numbered, God, please put the final touches on this body. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.